The word of God that's not far off in heaven or beyond the sea, it's already in your mouth and in your heart. Let's discover how God's word in you can turn ordinary moments at work, on breaks, and in conversations into opportunities to boldly proclaim the name above every name, Jesus Christ. Listen and be reminded that salvation is nearer to you and to those around you than you might think. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, that's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. I hope you're having a great day and enjoying our series, Israel, the Church and God's Sovereignty. We are going to dive into God's Word here in just a few moments. But before we do, I want to encourage you that if you're enjoying this series, to subscribe, like, share, comment, place this in your Washington Defender app and place it in your huddle. We're trying to accomplish one simple goal. We want to change our hearts so that changes our public square. You say, how does that change the public square? Well, it changes our leadership. It changes our humility. It changes our confidence and boldness. It gives us courage to stand for righteousness in the public square when the word of God takes root inside of our hearts. If you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us out. And we're just thankful for what all that you do to make it so that we can minister in Washington State. So let's dive into the Word of God together. Our verses that we've been looking at is Romans chapter 10, verse 5 through 11. It says, "For Moses writes that the man who practices righteousness, which is based on law, shall live by that righteousness. But the righteousness based on faith speaks as follows. Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is to bring Christ down. Or 'Who will descend into the abyss?' That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say?" And here's our verse for the day. "The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching." All right, so we're going to come back to that scripture there. It comes from Deuteronomy in just a few moments. "But the word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, 'Whoever believes in him will not be disappointed.'" All right, so that's our verses for today. And the first thing I want you to know is that salvation is near. The word of God is near you. Have you thought about that today? Have you thought about the word of God being near you today? Well, we're going to look at a couple scriptures here. John 1, 1 through 5. Let's go there quick. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." So right here it says, in the beginning is the word of God, and the word was God, and the word is God. He was in the beginning, and all things came into being through him. So salvation is near. The word of God is dwelling richly within your heart today. So our application that I want you to get a hold of is, as you walk into the workplace today, are you remembering that the word of God is walking in with you? It's near you. It's inside of you. It's giving you power and energy and excitement by the Holy Spirit to proclaim the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. But where do all these scriptures that Paul is referring to come from? And we read this yesterday, but I want to read it again. It comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30. Verse 11, "For this commandment, which I command you today, is not too difficult for you." The word of God is not too difficult for you, "nor is it out of reach. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will go up to heaven for us to get it for us and make it us hear it, that we may observe it?' Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea for us to get it for us and make us hear it, that we may observe it?' But what does the word say? But the word is very near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart that you may observe it." So Deuteronomy, Old Testament, that good old stuff that we like to talk about around here, it says the word of God is near you. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. So remember this, as you go out today, the word of God is in your mouth. What a public square application. What changes in our conversations on breaks, on different times of joking and jesting with those around us, when we begin to understand that the word of God is on the tip of our lips, right? It's right there on the tip of our tongue, and that we should be proclaiming the name above all name. We don't have a silent faith that stays silent in front of adversity. We have a bold, confident faith that is willing to proclaim the name above all names. And so I want to encourage you, the word of God's inside of you today, and be confident. God's word is there to give you boldness and courage. Salvation is so near to you today, and maybe to someone else. Who knows? You might just lead someone to Jesus Christ today by telling them about the name above all names, the name of Jesus. All right. And the final scripture, the Lord is near you. The word of God is in our heart. And let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. And we're going to start in the 14th verse. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Now, I want to go back. We're going to come back to this. But look at this. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. So he's granting you everything according to the riches of his glory. How glorious is God Almighty? The riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. So you have inside your inner person, your inner man, a strength by the Holy Spirit and the word of God like never before. And there's a reason. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Christ dwells in your heart. He's the word of God dwelling inside of you through faith. And that being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, the depth, and to know the love that Christ, which surpasses his knowledge, that we may be filled up to all the fullness of God. God is filling you up today. This is one of those times where you begin to say, hallelujah, I don't have a tank of God, like a gas tank, half empty. I have a tank that is completely full of the things of God. He is my fuel, and my fuel tank is on full today. So be ready for what God wants to do. In that public square place, wherever you are, I want you to know this. Be grounded in God's love. The word is near you. The word is in your heart, and the word is on your lips or on your tongue. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today. And Lord, we know that salvation is near. So we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior today. Give us the boldness to share that name above all names with someone around us today. Lord, help Bob Ferguson come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Help every elected official to bow their knees before you and be completely surrendered to you. God, salvation is near. Today is the day of salvation. So draw us to the cross. Let us walk closely to you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.